muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, November the 27th, 2020. I am Thungamile Nkomo. Tonight, I'm all by myself because my colleague Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye is on vacation. But the show is here, so let's do it. Tonight we are focusing again on the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, with so many people dying and contracting this disease on a daily basis in Zimbabwe and across the globe. Ngamukele umthakazi omuhle kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje siqhubeka sixoxa ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus wona oqhubeka usabalala elizweni jikelele lasemhlabeni jikelele. Banengi abafayo ngalomkhuhlane, banengi njalo abawubambayo imihla lamalanga. Bedwe ndinokugamuchirai muchirongwa che Live Talk. Nasi sekutaura kwandaita indirindega muchirongwa ichi nekuti mumwe wangu Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye aripa vacation asi chirongwa chiri pano. Saka tiri kuenderera mberi nhasi tichikurukura nezvenyaya yechirwere checoronavirus, icho chatekeshera munyika pamwe chete nepasi rose munyika dzakasiyana-siyana. Timbotarisa mafigures kuti akamira sei, ngesikhangeleke amafigures lapha ukuthi aminjani. Izolo kuve labantu abangu-115, kwakaita vanhu 115 vakaongororwa vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichi. 115 abantu avabanjwe lomkhuhlane izolo eZimbabwe. Njalo idolobho lakoBulawayo live yilo elikokelayo ngabantu abafunyanwe belomkhuhlane lo bengu-63, lilandelwa iMashonaland East elabantu abangu-19, Matabeleland South ibe labantu abangu-14, kuzothi iMash West ibe labantu abangu-9, Matabeleland North ibe labantu abangu-4, Mashonaland Central yona ibe labantu abangu-3, kuzothi iMaswingo Midlands leManicaland zitholakale zilomuntu oyedwa ngendawo ole coronavirus. Pakati pevanhu 115 vakawanikwa vaine coronavirus neZuro, vanoita 63 vavo ndevekuBulawayo, 19 ndevekuMashonaland East, 14 Matabeleland South, Mashonaland West 9, Matabeleland North 4, Mashonaland Central 3, uyezve Maswingo Midlands neManicaland dzakawanikwa dzine munhu 1 nzvimbo nenzvimbo. Sikhangeleke lokho kuthiwa ngama-active cases. Ma-active cases nenge tichitarisa vanhu vari kurwara pari zvino vasvika pa-952. Avanoku vegula avapetwe ilomukhuhlane sikulu manje eZimbabwe avagulayo vangu-952. Asevebubanjiwe seloku aqhamukayo vangu-9623 vakabatwa chirwere ichi muZimbabwe kubvira chichitanga muna March vasvika 9623. Vapora pari zvino vatingati ma-recoveries asevepolile sevengu-8397, then vatoshaya asevefile vangu-274. But that's not enough because unless we break down these figures further, you might not have a complete picture of what's going on. So let's look at the active cases currently. Who leads the pack? Ibulawayo, iyo ekhokhelayo ngabantu abangu 326. Ndikuti gutare ibulawayo ndiro riri kutungamira nevanhu vari kurwara pari zvino nechirwere ichi. Vanoita 326 ilandelwa imathevelele North ele 199. Kozouya panumber 3 kune Mashonaland West ine 117. Kozoti Harare iri panumber 4. Ine vanhu 94 vari kurwara pari zvino. Matabeleland South iku number 5 ngavanta vangu 76. Kuzoti imasvingo, kuzoti masvingo ine vanhu 51 iri panumber 6 nationally. Mashonaland East iri panumber 7 ine vanhu 32 vari kurwara pari zvino. Kozouya Manicaland panumber 8. Ine vanhu 21. Midlands iku number 9 labantu abangu 20. Then iMashonaland Central iku number 10, iyo number last labantu abagulayo abangu 16. Pane vanhu 16 chete vari kurwara kuMashonaland Central pari zvino. Isaka total yema active cases, I total yabantu abagulayo labo engisanda kubabala 952. Tozotarisawo vanhu vakatoshaya nepamusana pechirwere ichi avantu asevabhupayo ngalomukhuhlane. IHarare nationally iyo ekhokhelayo ila vantu abangu 121 deaths ilandelwa iBulawayo ele 79. Manicaland ine 24. Mashonaland West are 12. Midlands ine 10. Matabeleland South ine 8. Masvingo ine vanhu 7. Kozoti Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East zilabantu abangu 5. Pane vanhu 5 vari kurwara vakashaya rather kuMashonaland Central, uyezve vanhu 5 vakashaya kuMashonaland East. Then panumber 10, number last, pane Matabeleland North. Matabeleland North iyo esilahlekelwe ngabantu abalutshwana abangu 3, bringing a total number yama deaths nationally to 274. Ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe sibone idale leparlamente izolo. Amanye amalunga edale leparlamente ekhuthaza ukuthi uhulumende kumele avale izikolo ngoba umkhuhlane lo usuhlasele kakhulu. Takaona nezuro dzimwe nengo zedare reparlamente zichikurudzira hurumende kuti ivare zvikoro. Ine chikonzero chekuti hanzi zvikoro zvakawanda zviri kuwanikwa vana vachibatwa nechirwere ichi. Amanye amalunga edale leparlamente ati hayi, sokumele uhulumende angenele zivalwe lezi zikolo ngoba abantwana bathwele nzima, kungaba yingozi ezikolo. Ababalisi labo bankhala ngokuthi ezikolo lapha akula lokho okuthiwa ngama-protective personal equipment, ama-PPEs. Tichaba nengo yedare ere paramende pano apa vanova mumwe wema-MPs. Kanga achikurudzira nezuro kuti hurumende ivhare zvikoro. Vapita Moyo vanova MP weku South Atoni silo mnumzana Peter Moyo u Member of Parliament for South Atoni eHarare. Ongomunye wamalunga edale leparlamente akhuthaze uhulumende izolo ukuthi avale izikolo. Honorable Moyo, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Dada.
We saw you and many other MPs yesterday in Parliament calling for the government to shut down schools. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, sure. You see, it doesn't make any sense for the government to open schools at this juncture. Because, you see, when the pandemic attacked us, we were not prepared for it. It was unplanned. Now that we know vividly that this disease is with us, we government saw it fit to open schools. It is a very critical moment when the pandemic is rising. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense to take children who are at home, then you go and tell them to go into a bus without even testing those kids whether they report that infection or they don't have it. They go to school in a bus full of kids without being tested. They go to school. They teach only one person, only one child with that infection. Let's assume that one child has infected the entire school. What is the rationale of opening schools at this juncture? I don't think a normal government can do such a thing.
Asi anzi nevamwe vabereki vamoyo anzi vananga varambe vachienda kuchikoro chero vachibata chirwere ichi.
Auna anotaura izvozvo hazvifungi kuti mubereki ari normal. Mubereki chaiye chaiye ane pfungwa dzakashaya dzinoshanda. Haangati angakandi mwana wake mumoto ari kuona uri kubvira. Iye unosanzira mwana imomo. Hazvifungi kuti mubereki anenge ari right iyeyo. Because vana vacho kune maticha hereza muri kuti vaende kuchikoro. Hakuna maticha acho. Saka muri kuti vana vaende kungonotora zvirwere vodzoka. Vadzoka kudaro vanouya vachidzodzawo imba yacho yese because mwana mwana uchabhadza nemanepa. Vana vanofa sokuseka. Vabereki ngavaedze kufungisisa. Zvakanakanaka sevanhu vakabereka.
Mhlawumbe ngolimi lwakithi lapho mhlonitshwa, sibone likhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi avale isikolo izolo ngoba umkhuhlane we-COVID lo usumemetheka ezikolo. Sikhuluma nje kubo John Talaki eMatopo High, kubo Chinoy High, All Souls Mission eMtoko, ukubala nje izikolo ezilutshwana. Baningi abantwana asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo okubangela ukuthi ezinye zalezi zikolo zivalwe. Kodwa siyakhuluma la bazali ngapha kustudio 7, bakhona abanye abathi lanxa kunjalo abantwana kabaqhubeke besiya esikolo ngoba lo nyaka vele kabazange bafunde, so already they are lagging behind. Ngokunjalo kumele baqhubeke besiya esikolo bathole imfundo. Ungathini kulaba abatshontshalo?
Kambe abazali babekhuluma njalo bazamani. Akula matisha, amatisha la akula. Ulo mkuswani. Abazali bathi, habari liyofunda. Bafundani. Ukuya fundi, ukuya boni pornographic. Akusebenzi, umnyaka lo usulahlekile, usulahlekile. Kungcono ukuthi umntwana ashele leyofundo, okwethumana, kodwa ephila. Kunokuthi uthumele umntwana ukuthi kodwa ayithathe umkuswani afe.
Ungathi edalele parliamente njengama MPs khonapho kule consensus liyavumelana yini ukuthi isikolo kumele sivalwe?
Asivumelani ngoba abanye bazaba ukuthi khona bachayele i-government ihlombe ngoba abanye vele babuye eParliament ukuzoqhakeza. Nanqaba wathiwa khona uyisithukwane kuyaqhakeza. So thina sisoze siqakeze, asingayanga eParliament kuyaqhakeza. Sahambe eParliament ukuthi khona siyotsheliwe uhulumende lapha right to right, lapha wrong wrong. So asivumelani ngoba abanye beku-whipping system yabo ukuthi hambani liyothi ku-right, into enga-right. So but I'm happy ukuthi khona i-committee yabo yonke e-primary and secondary education committee bavumelene ukuthi hayi singabovula izikolo la. Bathi uhulumende wayezinkani. So asivumelani, abanye bayaguma, abanye akuvumi.
Vamwe vangada kuziva kuti kana muchikurudzira kuti zvikoro zvivharwe, zvovharwa kusvikira rini?
Isu tiri kuti gore rino iri kuti dzidzo yatorasika. Izvezvi manje manje tiri kufara. Vanhu vachaita maholiday iwaya ari kuuya, vaKrisimasi ari kuuya. Saka tavhurirei pamwedzi iyoyi miviri ino kana kuti mwedzi umwe chete? Chii chachavhurira? Tavhurira kuti vana vawane zvirwere. Saka isu tiri tatati isusu gore rino ratofa, hapasisina zviripo. Hatisi kumbvurai gore rinouya. Kana tambura gore rinouya vana vanodzokera. Kana ari form 3 anodzokera form 3 anga. Ari grade 7 anodzokera grade 7. Kana ungari grade 1 anodzokera grade 1. Nokuti hapana zvokuzviita zvinhu zvayamwari.
And in the past 2 months, I would say, we have seen Harare, Bulawayo rather, registering more deaths and positive cases, whereas Harare hasn't experienced any losses. And its positive numbers are really minimal. Why do you think that is, Honorable Moyo?
I think the issue here, you know, these statistics are scary because if you go to Bulawayo, maybe they are testing regularly, unlike in Harare. Because I'm telling you, the way we are being tested is not the way we are supposed to. A lot of people in Harare have never been tested. As members of parliament, we were tested because it was a fourth matter. Then those who were testing, they need to come into parliament and test us. What about those with white home? So maybe Bulawayo is going to fit to test more people. Because if you compare, we are 14 million here in Zimbabwe. And we have tested, let's say we have tested, we are less than 10,000. Does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. It was, I was going to be happy if we were to say we have tested almost 4 million people in Zimbabwe.
Isikhathi sakhuluma last week lo councillor wakobulawayo chairperson wekomiti ekhangelane lezempilakahle and ubesithi abantu abaningi kobulawayo sebengani sebekhohliwe ukuthi kulomkhuhlane ngoba batshona emashabhini batshona emabhawa kona ngapho eHarare kabenzinjalo yini
bayenza njalo abantu kabezwa yikho ndisithi kona uyabona omnye umzali esithi abantwana bakhe besikolo bayetshona basemabhawa kathesi sikhuluma senze nje amasotsha akade ahambe emabhawa khonapho bayatshona abantu yezwele bengenama maski yikho ndisithi akula amatesti ayenziwayo la babe kade kuyatheswa abantu lapho ukuthi kyuka yenze lapho umntu osetawuni uhamba lalelo umgwaqo umntu onke etheswa you'll be shocked bagwele emabhawa emashabhini lapha konke abanye bayenza amapatshi etawuni ngaphandle nema-testing kits akakwana zuba nezuba even vanhu vemabhazi vanotakura vanhu vemabhazi vava vachienda vachivatakura ngavatange vatotestwa vanhu yavo vachizva tioda kufamba kusvera kwamangwana kana rini ngaatange atestwa munhu yeye asati akwira bhazi muchaona kuti kana kumabhodha ikoko vanhu vakatestwa ikokoko vanhu vachadzorwa zvakanyanya nyanya so ina handioni sokuti nyamwe kuvhurwa kwemabhodha chingava chinhu iye chakangwara pari zvino nesituation yatinayo nokuti chirwere ichi takachifunga kuti kwazva kopisa chaakupera izvo chaakutowedzera
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Honorable Moyo, that's Honorable Peter Moyo, a member of parliament for Southerton Harare. Siyabonga kakhulu mhlonitsho.
Ngiyabonga nami ukuxoxa lani.
Thank you so much. Now let's transition to our political panel, and I have Dr. Shepherd Mpofu from South Africa, Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the MDC here in North America, as well as Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, though Mr. Mavaza is here to join us. Let me start with you, Mr. Zokora. Manzwa apo Honorable Moyo vari kuti dai lockdown dai nyika ichivharwa kwete kuvhura kwaichaitwa svondo rinouya nekuti chirwere chatekeshera ichi. Muri kuzvionawo sei? Because tiri kuona zvikoro zviri kuvharwawo and mamwe members eParliament ari kuti zvikoro ngazvivharwe zvachose because zviri kuitika pari zvino is too dangerous.
Ndinokwazisa mhuri yeZimbabwe yakateerera. Ini ndinoti nyaya iri kuitika yekuvhurwa kwemabhodha iyi ndinowirana naHonorable Moyo. Haifaniri kunge iri kuitika. And I think rototi zvakare ndimwari vari kuita kuti hurumende yedu itaure kuti mabhodha ngaavhurwe icho chirwere checoronavirus chatekeshera kudaro chichitoita shura matongo muZimbabwe. Ndiri kuti ndimwari nekuti mwari vari kuda kuti vaonese vanhu vakavakidzana neZimbabwe president weSouth Africa neweBotswana kuti ndo kuondongwa kwaitwa nyika muZimbabwe ndo matakanana arikuitwa muZimbabwe vanhu vachatanga kupinda munyika yeSouth Africa nemunyika yeBotswana vasina kutestwa nekuti veMuZimbabwe vacho havatorina mari yacho yekuti utestwe kuti utestwe muZimbabwe unoda an average of $40 to $80 kuti ukwanise kutestwa hakuna munhu anokwanisa kuwana mari iyoyo saka tichaona vanhu vakawanda vachijamba maborder vachipinda muSouth Africa nemuBotswana zvichazotosorana South Africa manumbers paanenge atanga kukwira zvakanyanyisa votanga kuzviona kuti vanhu vari kudariso vanhu veZimbabwe hurumende yeSouth Africa haizofari vanhu vemuSouth Africa havazofari pachaita manyongori ipapa ende tichidzokerawo munyika medu chaimo zviri kuitika ndezvekuti nyika mutungamiriri wedu wenyika mutungamiriri weZanu PF vamunangagwa havateereri vanhu kana vachitaura pataidzidzisa isu tiri kuchikoro nekuti naye meretired teacher taitaura kuti mwana uyo ane musoro akaoma musoro ngongongo maticha vakuru vakuru vematicha vakaudza hurumende kakawandisa kuti musavhure zvikoro tisina kugadzirira musavhure zvikoro tisataona kuti vana vanenge vakachengetedzeka here uye kuti vadzidzisi vacho vanenge vakachengetedzeka here asi hurumende nekusateerera kwayo yakaenderera mberi ikaita nharo ikavhura zvikoro iko zvinezvi muzvikoro zvacho zvose zvizhinji zvacho ndomazara coronavirus imomo saka hurumende ngaiteerere mastakeholders ende tiri kuonawo zvakare kuti vari kunyepa panenge pane marong statistics atiri kupiwa zvakaitawa naonarable moyo kuti ndofunga vekubulawayo vari kutesta kupfuura vekuHarare saka manumbers atiri kupiwa handisi kuona ari echokwadi ndiri kutoona kuti tine vanhu vakawanda vane chirwere checoronavirus kuHarare kwacho nenyika yese uye kuti tine vanhu vakawanda vari kufa nechirwere kupfuura vatiri kuudzwa I think there is a silent genocide that is going on in Zimbabwe. Vanhu vari kupera kapisira. Unongonzwa kuti ninga adona uko kwafa munhu, pakati kwafa munhu. Saka tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kufa asinganyatsotaurirwa kuti vafa sei. It's a silent genocide.
Thank you there, Mr. Zokora, and please do stay on the line. As I bring Dr. Shepherd Mpofu, a political analyst in South Africa, Dr. Mpofu, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga njani wena labalaleli bakho.
Hayi siyaphila ngilethemba la balaleli basiphilele khona ngapho eSouth Africa siyakwazi ukuthi udla ubhedu lomkhuhlane ngisho lasekhaya iBulawayo yakhokela ngabantu abagulayo and it's been leading in the past 2 months ngabantu abafayo laba banjwa lomkhuhlane and by comparison eHarare ungani hayi kungcono siyezwa lapho uzokora lo honorable Peter Moyo esixoxelayo bathi hayi ama-figures eHarare lawa agameki sense ngitsho ngesizathu sokuthi bathi abantu kabahlolwa ukubona njani lokho
bengabe beqinisile ukuthi amanani esiwatholayo ukuthi ayenzi into ezicacayo ngoba iZimbabwe nangokwayo manje nxa sikhangela ukuthi izibhedlela nala bempilakahle abanacapacity yokwenza anything so embonako kusenzakala ukuthi abantu la ama-statistics lawo esiwatholayo ngalaba abalutshwane abathestiweyo kungatholakala ukuthi nxa singayenza ukuhlola sithi maybe every day or every week kube lama-centers avuliweyo ukuthi abantu baye behlolwa lokhu uyatshengisela ukuthi uyachisa kumba uchisa uhambe uyehlolwa kuphela singathola ukuthi kulabantu abaningi bazabanjwa belo mkhuhlane lo so inkinga yethu eZimbabwe yokuthi akula ma-strategies ukuthi abantu bahlolwe njani nambona ukuthi Ministry of Health ukuthi vele ilama-plans okuthi abantu bahlolwa kanjani lokuthi umkhuhlane lo singenzani ukuze ukuze sinqobe. Njalo singakhangela economy eZimbabwe, amazwe like South Africa, i-government yanikeza abantu ama-incentives, ama-R350 lani-lani yokuthi nxa ungasebenzi, uhlale endlini, nxa ulahlekelwe ngumsebenzi uzozama ukusurvive ngalokho okuncane okunikezwe khona. Uhulumeni weZimbabwe kanikezanga abantu okuncane ukuthi babe bebambisile ngalesi sikhathi kule lockdown. So at the end of the day, uzathola ukuthi abantu awungeke wabahlalisa phansi, bazabe lokhu bephuma behamba besiyadinga okokudla, besiyadinga imisebenzi, besiza lokhu lalokhu. But into eqakathekileyo ukuthi i-government ibe nama-strategies okuthi abantu bahlolwa kanjani and babe lokuhlola like abekube nama-centers amaningi okuhlola abantu, which is not the case nxa sikhangela eZimbabwe kwamanje.
Abanye bathi amabhoda engavulwa mhlaka 1 lapho akhangelela ukuthi avulwe khona, kungaba lenyathelo elihle yini lelo ukuthi evalwe lelizwe lalo libuyele ku-lockdown?
Ukuthi ilizwe libuyele ku-lockdown kuzohlukumeza abantu kakhulu. Njengoba nishilo ukuthi iZimbabwe ayizange inikeze abantu ama-incentives like amanye amazwe ukuthi bezithilele. Kulabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa, ikhisimusi yeza. Kulabantu abawode eSouth Africa besiyathengisa eZimbabwe, yikho abathola khona ikhisimusi yabo, yikho abathola khona i-school fees somnyaka ozayo sabantwana, yikho abathola kokugqoka nokokudla ngekhisimusi yonaleyo. Amabhoda engavalwa akusoze kusincede ngalutho. Into okumele yenzakale ukuthi kube lokuthi ebhoda babe behlola abantu umkhuhlane lo we-COVID. Ngoba ukuvala amabhoda kusoze kusincede ngalutho. Ngiyazi ukuthi ukuhlola eZimbabwe okwamanje kuthiwa is between $60 kusiya ku-$80, okuyimali eningi abantu abaningi abangasoze bakwazi ukuyibhadala. And lokho kuzenza ukuthi abantu abangelayo ama-COVID test la bahambe besiyabribe lapha besiyabambisa abantu ebhodi ukuthi ba-cross, and umkhuhlane uzokwazi ukuqhubeka ngale ndlela, ukuspreada more ngale ndlela. And kulabantu abase-South Africa abafuna ukuyabona izihlobo zabo ekhaya eZimbabwe ngama-holiday. So ukuvala amabhoda mina ngibone ngani kuyabe sekuyi-extreme measure, noba nje kuqakathekile. But singaba lama-systems okuthi si-teste, sithi abantu abatestiweyo aba-COVID negative yibo bodwa abavunyelwayo uku-crossa into South Africa or into Zimbabwe, njalo njalo, kuzaba ngcono kakhulu. So ngizikhulumela lami mina ngathi in my case, ngishonelwe ngumne wethu ngo-November, umama uyedwa ekhaya eZimbabwe manje. So the same way December abuye ngapha ezoba lathi labazukulu labanye nje izihlobo ezila ezingakwazanga ukuhamba ekhaya ne-lockdown. So most of all umuntu onjalo on compassionate grounds lapho esengikhulumela khona. Ngiyazi ukuthi asimngedwe ngusimo lesi, abantu abaningi bakusimo esifana nani. So on compassionate grounds ukuvala ama-borders kungabe sokuhlukumeza abantu kakhulu after probably singathi unyaka wonke abantu bengabonani, abantu bengakhulumisani kuhle. And abantu kulezinto esezenzakele ukuthi kulabantu asebebhubhi, abantu abakhalelananga, babambananga izandla, izinto ezinjalo njalo.
Silusizi kakhulu ngalokho, Dokotela Mpofu. Qhubeka ubambile. As we dive into politics now, because we love politics, so I'm sure many of you are aware that Harare Mayor, Mr. Jacob Mafume, was arrested the day before yesterday on charges of corruption emanating from the selling or distribution of council land. He was in court today for a bail ruling. But zvataona ndezvekuti magistrate vafuadza nyaya iyi to mangwana, vapospona nyaya iyi to mangwana, hazi ndipo pavachapa ruling yavo pakuti vaJacob Mafume vanobudiswa musungwa here nebail kana kuti kwete. Jacob Mafume njengokusho kwami uMeya weHarare. I'm sure abaningi liyakwazi ukuthi ubotshiwe kuthange sentheswa icala le-corruption elusukela kudaba lwama-stands. Kansili, ubesekhothi izolo namhlanje ubuyelile for i-bail ruling, kodwa umantshi uthi hayi kumele aphenduke kusasa lapho aza kutsho ukuthi uyakhululwa yini kumbe hatshi. Nokudaro MDC Alliance iri kuchema kuti kusungwa kwava Mafume kushunguruzwa chete kwenhengo dzayo because pane mamwe makansilas akawanda kuchitungwisa neHarare ebato iri akambosungwa wachipomerwa mhosva imwe chete. Saka hanzine MDC Alliance kushungurudzwa kwenhengo dzedu asi Zanu PF kune rimwewo divi riri kuti aiwa idzi inyaya dzecorruption. Saka timbopinda ipapo vadzokora muri kuti chiine nyaya yaMafume because hanzine Zanu PF makasviba macouncils enyu akasviba zarauri.
Kana tikataura tanga kutaura nyaya yekusviba zvinotaura mwene zano zvinotosvekesa chero mbavha yakawanda nokuti vari kutaura vari kunongedzera kuti MDC Alliance yakasviba nechigunwe chimwe chete asi zvigunwe zvina zvinenge zvinongedzera kwavari ivo. To us this is yet another case of persecution and weaponization of the law against MDC Alliance members. I think that the biggest crime that Mr. Mafume has committed here is that he became mayor of Harare against all the odds. We all know what ZANU-PF was trying to do. They wanted a mayor who is the proxy of ZANU-PF, who is a member of another opposition party that has ganged up or joined up with ZANU-PF to try and decimate the MDC Alliance. And that has been our biggest fight against ZANU-PF and against Thokozankube's MDC. So we as MDC, we don't condone corruption. But we are seeing here interferences by ZANU-PF in our local authorities. If you just look at the behavior of the arresting authority, what they are doing. In normal circumstances, an arresting authority is supposed to investigate first before they arrest. But we are seeing a situation when it comes to MDC officials, they arrest to investigate. That's not the way things are done. That's why we end up thinking that this is politicization of this whole matter. And again, I want to tell Zimbabweans that as MDC, we have a record, a proven track record of dealing with corruption, something that we have never seen within ZANU-PF or the MDCT. Remember in 2010 or 2011, thereabout, the MDC fired the entire Chitungwiza Council, 24 out of the 25 councillors that we had in Chitungwiza. They were all fired on corruption, and they never came back. We don't put lipstick on a frog, and when we fire people, when we deal with corruption, we deal with it decisively. In ZANU-PF, you see people being fired, you see people being arrested, and then tomorrow morning, they are released. You see people being fired for corruption, and then they are redeployed elsewhere. That's not what we do in MGC. And as for Mayor Mafume, he still has a case to answer. He's going to be proved by the courts that he is innocent. I don't want to comment much on a case that is before the courts. I cannot discuss the merits and demerits of this court of this case, but from what I've heard, if the people that were allocated stands were in the waiting list. Are they not supposed to have a stance simply because they are related to Mayor Mafume?
Mm-hmm.
But those are the facts that the court is going to establish. And I still sincerely believe that Mr. Mayor Mafume is going to be exonerated because he has no case to answer. Instead of ZANU-PF pursuing, using state resources to pursue an $800 case, those distance that they are talking about are worth $800. You know, let's talk about the $15 billion that disappeared and we don't even have anyone arrested for that. Let's talk about the $300 million that disappeared during Commander Agriculture and there is no one who has been arrested. And let's talk about the COVID millions that were misappropriated. And no one has been arrested by that. So this is the double standard by ZANU-PF.
Thank you, Vazokora Regai Timbo Wunza, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, the Bato Rezanu PF. Dr. Mavaza, the Nogu Gamichira Mochirongwa, Nofunga Manzava, Zokora Vachi, Taura Anzi, Kusungwa kwa Mafume ni mamwe ma councillors MDC kushunguruzwa chete kuri kuitwa ne ZANU PF kwenengo dzavo.
Chekutanga kuti tinzwisane kuti kusungwa kwa Mafume hakunei ne ZANU PF. Vamafume vasungwa for breaking or for suspected to have broken a law. And it's a criminal issue. Kana munhu achinga asungwa MDC ne dambudziko vekungodaidzira vakamira pamhiri kuti munhu asungwa nehwindo MDC. Mutemo hauna maziso, mutemo is blind. Unosunga munhu kana uchinge wachikora mutemo, hausungirwe kuti uri webato rerudzii. Chepiri nda kuti dzokora vaende kunoverenga zvakare havasi kunzwisisa. Pakadzingwa the entire council yechitungwiza yakadzingwa navakasukuwere vakanga varivo minister of local government and at that time vakasukuwere vanga vari ZANU-PF vanga vasiri MDC. Saka MDC haina kudzinga vanhu, not even one. MDC inozikanwa nenyaya dzeori kupfuura ZANU-PF. And mukanyaramba makatarisa munyazoona kuti even vabiti pavakanga vari minister of finance kune nyaya dzakawanda dzichiri kungofelefetwa dzekuti manje manje vanogona kusungwa. And kusasungwa kwavo hazvirevi kuti havana mhosva. Zvinongoreva kuti tinoda kuti kuve nerunyararo vanotaurisa vane pamuromo pasingambarwe nenhunzi vemdc vadzidze kunyarara. Vamafume nyaya yavasungirwa hainei nebato ravanopinda, asi nyaya yekuti vashandisa masimba avo eumeya zvisiri pamutemo kuti vamwe vanhu vajambe marai. Inonzi abuse of office. Haina basa kuti pane mari yabuda kana hapana, but if you had shown a favor to one person or the other, that becomes a crime. Mafume had then been arrested for that. And again, nasi Mafume haana kungorambirwa bail. Anzi tinopa decision mangwana, mutongi aruda kumbonofunga kuona kuti zvinokodzera here kupa Mafume bail. Tikaramba takatarisa makansela mazhinji AMDC ne ZANU-PF vese vari kusungwa oro vakasungwa nenyaya dzekupana namastate. Saka tikatarisa panyaya idzi hakuna ari kunzi iwewe uri kusungwa nekuti uri wepati yakati, uri kungosungwa nekuti wadyora mutemo. Saka tinoda kuti vanhu vadzidze kuseparata pakati pekopokopo utsotsi nepakati pematangiro enyika. There must be a very clear line between a political issue and a criminal issue. And we cannot be afraid to arrest a person in any country because of a political affiliation. Here they don't have corruption. So in other words, if the government is actually able to make these arrests and then do not interfere at all and allow the law to take its own course, you know, the due process, we have to allow that to happen. So in other words, Masungi is not true. Don't am Zuratina Reguti. MDC Nenga Kungo Chema could have got Ibos New at City, Zimenigazipindire, Masunda Furava, Wangomo, you would know kana Jokora can agree with me. Kuti MDC akakwira churu ichidai dzira kuti mucheiwa abatwa nemapurisa aba akidnapwa abdaktwa arowa iko zvinezvi mutongi wawo mukuru chairman wawo akabuda akati aiwa mucheiwa ne MDC vanga vakaronga kupaza hurumende mabuilding ehurumende nekukonzera nzonga mupopoto mubruwayo and MDC vanyarira nge vasina miromo all of a sudden their mouths are gone because I was able to ukopo kopo I would have seen. Saka atiende kuti tingopona tingonongedzera muro ine asipo. Ngatisangane nenyaya mafume is a lawyer. Rega anopinda mudari kana akaonekwa asina mhosva, anonekwa asina mhosva. Akaonekwa ane mhosva, mutongo wake unonga wakamumidzira. Saka ngatisangodaidzira zvisirizvo nekungonyebera muri eZimbabwe kuti munhu wese asungwa its political.
Aba okay. Aha, asipa nyaya ya mucheiwa na masocha, ndofunga makaona kuti standing committee ya MDC Alliance yakabuda nechisungo nezuru chekuti mzware masocha adzingwe mubasa ne mubato nekuti akanyepa panyaya kubhobwa ikwema buildings ehurumende iyoyo, that's the latest. I see. I would like us to keep our focus on the main issue, nyaya corruption, kusukwa kwema MDC councillors. Mataura inimi wa Dr. Mabaza kuti vabiti, vachiri finance minister, vane mhosva dzavakapara. Munga chenesa ipapo kundezipi zvacho.
Vabiti vakaitaya inzi maghost workers. Kwa wane maworkers akawanda, angaka kreatwa na vabiti, vaibhadhara masalaries. Atisinga zile maridzia dzakaenda kupi vabiti panga vari minisa ipapo ende dzimwenya dzicho pakati pekufeiwa zvekuti nemazuva mashoma shoma anotera vabiti vachazodaidzwa kuti vadairewo paupara nzongo wavo nekupara musva kwavakaita ende havasi voga mukada kutarisa munoona kuti vazhinji vakabata nyaya dzeuori kana vakasungwa nyaya dzeuori vanga vari vanhu veMDC. Kwete nekuti ndeve MDC, asine kuti uori wakapfunya chisero mumba me MDC. MDC and corruption is one. You cannot find a definition between them. They are one thing. Saka, ndokusa kapfunya kuti vanhu vazhinji vari kubatwa nemhosva dzeuori ndeve MDC. Kunyange vachida kuzonyembera havo kuti vabatwa because ndeve MDC. Vabatwa because panenge pane nyaya dzekuferefetwa. But yeah, better titarise wango babuni jogora. So go de kuti number one, kana munachinda sungwa zilota ane mosha. Zinungo dopa rukutangira nyaya kufere feta nyaya yake. Ino zuno pele na muda redi mosha. Takaone kwa pasina mosha, ino gona kuto pele na kumapurisa, isina kuzopinda mudari, mekutongwa. Ino gona zungonzi nyaya ya pera, yonu kwa pasina mosha. Saka mune kana chinga ngo sungwa, atibate matumbu nekuti dzamiri, nekumbotanga kupomerana. Tinomira kuti mutipe vemumatarezi mosva, nguva yavo yekuongorora nyaya, nekuita nepainogona. Saka hazvina kunge zvakakodzera kuti MDC itange kupopota, nekutaura zvisina maturo, pamusoro pekusungwa kwameya Mafume. Meya Mafume vane chavakabereka kumusana, tiri kunzi chionekwe pajekerere. Kana patinge pasina mhosva, inobuda kuti havana mhosva, voramba vari meya. Kana vakabatwa nemhosva, vanopiwa mutongo wavo. Saka ngatisangomhanya nekungoda kungoti pana kana chichangoti kwatara, tobva tatanga kundovhunduruka, tatanga kumbopomerana mhosva. Mhosva ngaimirirwe itongwe nekuti mhosva haioni, ende dare rinoona rine maoko anobata zviri kure. Saka hatifanire kudzungaira nenyaya iyoyi.
And ngilete udokotela Mpofu lapha vayakhuluma lapha uyamuzu Mabaza Mpofu lo babudzokora ngendaba ye-corruption.
Yeah, but into ehlekisayo ukuthi kuthiwa i-corruption yinto ye-MDC. Asikwazi ukuthi MDC ingaba le-corruption. Yinto yazakala vele wonke umuntu oseZimbabwe manje angeke aphila ngaphandle kwe-corruption. Ngoba i-corruption le ilethwe yi-ZANU-P F. To refresh our memories, remember ama-corruption scandal ye-ZANU-P F since 1980. You have i-Willowgate motor scandal, you have i-Sisco Steel blast furnace scandal, Zimbabwe Focus scandal, UAVs, the therapy Santana scandal, you have all veterans compensation fund scandal, you have GMB grant, VIP housing scheme. Harare City Council refused to tell us that everything we included is that UPF, we had DRC, Nox, Menos, Chikore, Energy Fuel, VIP Land Grave, Command Agriculture, even now, over my. So, which city is an PEMTC or your daily corruption? I service companies are saving. Is an UPF, Sinati, Layo, Ubola, Wayu, because the ones is not developed by Econova Manch. Just come on, watch your Ramafum. Is an UPF, which is an UPF, and it is Zimbabwe Republic Police or Makos. Moba, would they interfere as too much room service or Makos, Winkantono? Magistrate Lavashuli every high court the police and his UPF is interfering too much. Is an UPF abantu aba accused. But this is not a catch and release. Wednesday and Ivaiza Umsevens, but five was about Wednesday. But in case of Ubuya Waban to MTC, Baba Watcher is the Nigeria who be to say, citizens have rights. And it even umuntu owonile uyaboshwa kuya investigator first utholakala ukuthi wonile ebeseboshwa ke ebesesiya ecourt. But iZanu PF has a tendency ukuthi ithumele amapolice ukuthi ayebopha umuntu bese bemi investigator later eseboshiwe. And in most cases you have many hundreds of cases whereby iZanu PF has actually failed to prove somebody guilty. And now ungathola kulama judges or ama magistrates as umthetho ngendlela right baba release bonke laba bantu. But into yakusenza yini ukuhlukumeza abantu ukwethusela abantu lokuyana ngokuba bopha yikho esingathi ku wrong yikho ungalokhu esingeke sakuvumela. And it's interesting ukuthi nxa kuyakhulunywa ngomjehiwa kuthiwa kwakuthiwa uboshiwe ngini abduction kwathini ithini but wayeplani ukubhomba ama-buildings. Nxa waplani ukubhomba ama-buildings why engaboshwa ngohambise court? Why walokhu wabanjwa amapolisa wathoshwa kwaze wayiwe court ukuthi baze bamrelease? IZimbabwe nxa sisithi okwenziwayo ngamapolisa ku-right then iZimbabwe is just a banana republic at the end of the day. But i-rule of law must be upheld. Whether MDC is an UPF or a journalist, courts must do their work properly. But for a long time, ZANU-PF has made sure that our courts and the police don't do their job in a decent way that eshonipa amalungelo oluntu.
Thank you, Dr. Mpofu. As we wrap up, isiyegu baba uTsokora, because I know Mr. Tsokora wanted to respond to Dr. Mavaza, talking about his party being very, very, very corrupt. But say lasekile lapha umnumzana Tsokora. Meanwhile, let me bring in Dr. Mavaza. As we wrap up, Dr. Mavaza, U.S. President Donald Trump has now said he will leave the White House if the Electoral College electors pick Joe Biden for president. But before that, I know ifonika Tsokora irikuramba ichingo dona saga. Let me bring him in before he disappears again. Then I'll come back to you. Tsokora, I know you wanted to respond to zvanga zvataurwa nava Mavaza. Zimakasviba zvekuti.
It's very unfair for Mr. Dr. Mavaza to come here and make unfounded allegations. He's referring to Honorable BT, who was a Minister of Finance during the unit government. That happened. When did that happen? And when were those cases found? And why was he not brought to book during that time? You know, he also talks about some unfounded allegations about the MDC during the Tawanda Mcheiwa's case. The MDC, I want to state here categorically, we are non-violent. Our philosophy is non-violent, non-violent, non-violent. And we don't have, as the MDC, the capacity or appetite to take over Zimbabwe using violent means. We have never talked about violence. We have never done it. In our 20 years of existence, there is no way where the MDC has been associated with violence or bombings for that matter. We don't even have the capacity to acquire guns, the AK-47 that ZANU-PF has been using to gun down our citizens in Zimbabwe. We don't have them as MDC. We don't have the DNA of our violence. If you want to talk about violence, you talk about ZANU-PF. They are the ones that are abducting people. The abductors for Tawanda Mcheiwa were seen in broad daylight on camera. They are there. They are ZANU-PF people. They work for the system. They work for the government. Why haven't they been arrested? They cannot try to turn this thing around. They are the ones that are doing the abductions. As MDC, we are a non-violent party. And I don't know, we don't have and will not be involved or engaged in any issues to do with violence in Zimbabwe because we are not violent. And then coming back to the issue of Mayor Mafume, I've already said we are not objecting to anyone being investigated if they have a case to answer. We are just worried about the way they are doing it. Why are they arresting to investigate instead of investigating to arrest? And I've already said that as MDC, we have a track record. We fired 24 councillors in Chitungwiza, which means we don't we are the party that is zero tolerance to corruption, and we take action. And when we take action, we do take action, not to have a situation where 15 billion disappears in a country and nobody gets arrested. Even up to today, we don't know where that money went. Command Agriculture, the perpetrators are known. The people who took the money are known, but no one has been arrested. The agriculture mechanization program, we lost millions and millions of dollars. The perpetrators are known. The people who stole the money are known, but no one is in jail. COVID-19 funds, we know the people that abused that fund, but no one has been arrested. So if it is zero tolerance to corruption, it must be across the board. They cannot cherry pick who to arrest and who to investigate. Let's have an equal appropriation of the law.
And as we wrap up, Mr. Tsokora, we saw yesterday President Trump, U.S. President Trump, saying that he will leave the White House if the Electoral College electors should elect a president-elect Joe Biden next month. Is that a concession?
It is a concession, and it just shows that indeed USA is an epitome of democracy. And it also shows the world that democracy works. And we said it when all this was happening, that when it comes for time for Mr. Trump to leave office, he will leave office. He will not behave like Emmerson Mnangagwa or other African dictators. He is not like that. He is going to leave. And that just shows that there is democracy in America. And I know the electors, they know the system that has been ongoing in America for the past 200 years. They are going to elect the person who won the election. And there won't be any issues on that. It's democracy at display and democracy working in America.
Thank you, Tsokora. And before I close with Dr. Mpofu, Vamavaza Pachidimbu, I think you owe listeners a climb down. You said a few weeks ago that Trump was going to win. What say you now?
Yes, definitely. Trump was supposed to win, and naturally, he was supposed to win. Unfortunately, he has not lost yet. He's waiting for the college votings, which will be done next month. So that if they don't appoint Biden, it means Trump wins. So at the moment, we can be excited that Trump has lost, but we do not have a definitive position at the moment. Even though what we think can show that Trump has lost, literally, under the American system, Trump has not accepted defeat fully. He did accept once, and he changed his mind. You see, by saying Trump might win, it doesn't mean that I support Trump. Trump has got a mentality of Nelson Chamisa. The people who started by saying, if we lose, it's because the elections are rigged. That's what the MDC's mantra. That's the mantra of Trump. That's where they've learned their noise-making from Trump. Trump is a noisemaker. He's a person who actually puts the democratic polls into testing, which is wrong for any president. And by the fact that we said he's going to win, we do not mean that we supported him or I support him. I don't. And again, Zimbabwe is actually better politically with the relations with America. It's better with Trump than with Biden. Biden, Obama, and the rest of that party had not been supportive of Zimbabwe or of Emmerson Mnangagwa or of ZANU-PF at all, or Zimbabwe at large. They have not been supportive of us. And MDC has no capacity to fire a councillor because they are not in government. They can only withdraw their councillors. They didn't do that. Those were
okay.
Fired.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Doctor.
The last point, which I just wanted to raise quickly, is it is on record that Honorable Ten.
I'm losing you there, Dr. Mabaza. Your sound is no longer audible. We're having problems there with Dr. Mabaza, but let's close the show with Dr. Mpofu. Usiqubeluhlelo lapha Mpofu. Uthi uMabaza eZimbabwe belingcono kakhulu kundaba zokudlelana leMelika lidila loTrump than ubaba Biden. Ungavumelana laye?
Angeke ngavumelana laye ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi i-behavior ka-Trump ngiyakwazi iZANU-PF ibingakhangelelanga uTrump ukuthi awine ngoba ile ngqondo yokuthi nxa yona irun ama-elections iZANU-PF kumele uwarike iwine bebe-expect ukuthi uTrump la ayenze njalo and uTrump okwamanje lokhu esala is in denial even ukunikezana anti umongameli omutsha obuyayo kumele abesebenzisana lalowo osezaphuma and uTrump yena uyala okwamanje okuyingqondo yeZANU-PF akutshala ungakhangela kakuhle that's why abantu bezanu-PF besympathize laye kangaka and i-democracy ye-America I think is being tested and challenged and actually ama-loopholes are being exposed yokuthi i-American democracy is not at all that democracy we should ultimately look at as the best. It's not the best. So, ubudlelwano beZimbabwe le-America, under Trump, akulanto ezimangalisayo ezenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Ama-sanctions, ama-targeted sanctions aqhubeka. Under Obama also, ama-targeted sanctions ayekhona. And under Biden, ambona ukuthi kuzatshintsha. Kuzaqhubeka as long as Zimbabwe ingatshintshanga indlela ephatha ngayo ama-citizens ayo, indlela erana ngayo economy, indlela erana ngayo ukhetho, ama-elections, lukhankaso, in general, ama-human rights nje. IZimbabwe akumelanga ithi bazokhumbula uTrump or bathabele uBiden. Kuzaqhubeka kuyilokho kuyikho khona okwamanje. Esimele sikuqalele thina le kumele sikufize ukuthi iZANU-PF itshintshe ingqondo, iZANU-PF itshintshe indlela efuna ukubusa ngayo iZimbabwe. yiko maybe ungabe ungachinja khona ubudlelwano le America lamanye amazwe.
Mhm, thank you the Dr. Mpofu, and sorry we are out of time. We'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much to Dr. Shepherd Mpofu, a political analyst, and Dr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU PF in the UK, as well as Mr. Tawanda Dzokora of the MDC Alliance here in America. Kwanele Mtwagazi, I am